I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. One country where Valentine's Day is not widely celebrated is Israel. But reporter Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem has noticed that year-round, Israelis do write love notes of a totally different kind.
A few years ago, I started to notice all these little notes stuck on cars. They're scribbled on scraps of paper and wedged in windows, or they're typed out and propped up on dashboards.
Okay, here, like this one. Traffic cop, I'm unloading merchandise.
They're love notes to parking cops. The most famous kind of note even has its own song. Some comedians recorded this a few years back. It goes, "Officer, I'm unloading merchandise. I'll be right back. Don't give me a ticket." Israel's a tiny, crowded country with not enough parking spots, hence all the illegal parking and the note writing, which has a pretty standard format. Begin with a courteous greeting, "Dear officer." Explain why you're parked illegally and why that's okay.
"Dear parking inspector, the meter is broken. Please excuse me." And I sign it. "Thank you very much."
And why you do not deserve a ticket.
"Dear ticket giver, please do not give me a parking ticket because I live here and there is always football matches and I can't park anywhere. Thank you very much, kindly, the neighbor."
These are my friends Karen and Deborah.
And you have to be like really, really especially nice. So it's all "dear" and "thank you" and "love" and "here's my phone number."
I want to appeal to them.
You want them to like you?
Yeah, I want them to like me.
That's the point of a love note, right? To get someone to like you. But love notes to parking cops are totally different. You try to get him to like you so he'll go away.
"My name is Yaniv. Yaniv Avraham. It's funny. You have time that the note, it's really help. And I'm not write a ticket. But you have a funny note that you see the note and you know, I must write a ticket."
I have to say, I have been waiting for this moment for many years. This moment to talk to a real-life traffic cop in Jerusalem. Because since 2011, I have been taking pictures of what I call love notes to traffic cops. So I want to show you my photo collection of notes, and I want to see if these are some notes that you've seen before. Okay, this one says, "Dear honorable traffic cop."
"I'm very honorable before the ticket. I'm honorable. After the ticket, you know, my name is not..."
You're not so
not
honorable after
microphone.
You give the ticket.
Yeah.
When you see a note like that, "I'm dropping my kids off at kindergarten."
"We know that you have a problem parking on in this place. We not give a ticket."
He says it's not fair to ticket a parent when everyone's dropping off kids and taking up all the parking spots. But then he says there are times when people try to pull rank. They'll write notes like, "I'm the pharmacist at such and such pharmacy." Subtext, "I'm important. Don't give me a ticket." This officer says he does. I show him some other notes that I've photographed over the years.
All right, I think we're getting to my favorites. These are the kinds of notes that you can only see in Israel. "Honorable cop, we're sitting Shiva. We are mourning for someone who has died at so-and-so's house. Here's the address. Please don't give us a ticket."
"Okay, in situation like this, we not give a ticket. The manager say before..."
He says every day parking cops get a list of where families are observing the Jewish week of mourning. When parking spaces run out and visitors park illegally, they don't get ticketed. So there you have it. In Israel, you can convince parking cops not to give you a ticket.
"Why are the Israelis prone to negotiate their traffic violations?"
Yaron Ezrahi is a leading political theorist in Israel, who also writes notes to parking officers.
"In America, there is a great respect for rules because of a deep commitment to equality. There are no exceptions. The Jewish state has an image of itself as an extended family."
The idea being Israelis argue with a parking officer like you'd argue with your sister. Then, Ezrahi says, there's Jewish tradition itself.
"It started with the great tradition in Judaism of negotiating with God. There are several cases in the Bible of negotiations. So if you can negotiate with God, why not with a traffic officer?"
But think about things from the traffic officer's point of view. He's not God. He's just doing his job. And the traffic officer I met wants people to know that traffic officers can be nice guys, too. When he's out on the streets and helps people fix a flat tire, he uses it as a teaching moment.
After I help for the people, I say that I am cop, and remember, I'm not only give a ticket.
And that's his reply to all those super sweet, I hate what you do, go away, love notes that Israelis leave for him on their cars. Dear motorist, I'm looking for some love too. For the world, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.
Here's another note Daniel found. Dear human, if I'm in the way, call me. You can see that one and lots more notes at PRI.org.